L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay-Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to hour number 3. Live right here on this Monday to start off a new week on the early line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. One final hour to go before we send you into your Monday afternoon. And maybe it's a celebratory Monday afternoon for you out there. You're dusting off the old sticks. You've got your PlayStation or your Xbox fired up for the start of EA Sports College Football 25. If you bought the deluxe edition as of 4 p.m. Eastern on this Monday afternoon, you can play the first college football video game in more than a decade. Maybe you're celebrating because you love the long ball and you get to see some home runs tonight at Globe Life Field in Arlington for the 2024 Home Run Derby. All of that here in this third and final hour. A derby deep dive with DRS, myself, and our prop perspective man, Tom Vecchio, the home run prop king, will shine on this Monday looking at the home run derby.
Yeah, we got a lot to look forward to this week, which, again, isn't that much, but we'll make the most of it as we do. And, again, let me put on the hat, Ben. You ready to put the commissioner hat again on? Hear me out on this.
Yeah.
Friday, we end the first half of the Major League Baseball season. Saturday, we have Home Run Derby. Sunday, the All-Star Game. Monday, we're playing baseball again. I mean, we don't need a week off at this point. The people don't need a week off. Let me make it happen. It'll be an unbelievable All-Star weekend, and we go right back to Major League Baseball that Monday. Hear me out on it.
I thought you were excited for this week because Wednesday and Thursday, anything goes. We can just say whatever we want with a lack of true sports happening.
I mean, there's something to that in a way because, you know, you can hijack each and every segment differently, which right. I do enjoy that. We can go a little bit off the rails, but there's just something about having baseball as that wonderful background throughout the summer months here that we always should have. It should never be out of touch on a Monday through Friday. It just shouldn't be.
Listen, I understand that perspective. We still have the All-Star game tomorrow, which I think is the most competitive form of an All-Star game at the professional level. At least it looks the most like what we see on a daily basis. We are still going to have a home run derby tonight that it's only 2 days. We've got WNBA action on Wednesday. Nothing really on Thursday. Mm. We're going to talk a lot of football this week. I can guarantee you that.
British Open?
Because come Wednesday, hold on a second. You know it's called the Open Championship, what, right? The British Open has been completely
disbanded. Yeah, we're not calling it the Open.
Yeah.
No, British Open. U.S. Open, British Open. Let's not get it twisted here, people. All right, you want me to be commissioner of overseer? What, the Royal,
yeah,
what's it, the
that was coming.
Royal and Ancient? What is it called? Let me be commissioner of the Royal and Ancient over there. British Open. Exactly. That's what it's called, people. Yeah.
The R&A. No, I do. R&A. You actually got that one perfectly.
Yep.
I would just say that it was called the Open before the United States Open, because the U.S. Open came second, and the Open is the longest-standing major championship. Just, I don't know, regards to history there. I'm sure Donnie would love to be the commissioner of the R&A and the USGA and the PGA of America and LIV Golf. Did you watch any of LIV Andalusia, by the way, over in Spain? Sergio Garcia getting the win?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or is it Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yeah.
Like, how do they play that tournament? Is it live Sunday or no?
I, It's only 54 holes. I didn't get to watch anything on Friday. Yeah. Well, I was hoping to watch some LIV golf on Friday, but we weren't able to do that.
I tuned in. I saw a guy I never heard of, and I tuned back out. So technically, I did watch a little live golf Andalusia. By the way, where is Andalusia? Is that like a resort in Jamaica? Like, where is this place? What is it? I don't know what it is.
It's in Spain. It's in Spain.
It is. Wow. How about that? Man, learn something new every day now.
Yeah. That's why it was – what a weekend it was for the Spaniards. Sergio Garcia, who won LIV Andalusia on his home soil, said today had the potential to be one of the biggest Spanish sporting days in history. Carlos Alcaraz victorious at the Wimbledon men's final. And, of course, he said that before the Spaniards knocked off England in the Euro, because all of those things carry the same weight. A LIV golf victory, a Wimbledon championship, and a European championship as well.
Yeah, hey, look at that. It was a big day for Spain out there. Andalusia, got to get to know that. Now, where we are geographically there, we're near Barcelona, we're more closer to Morocco. Like, where are we there? Tropics?
Let me try to find Spain map.
It's a great name, by the way.
I don't know.
Like, sounds tropical.
I can't really find it, DRS. I'll try to. You're asking me tough questions while we're hosting the television show to see if I can find Spain's Andalusia region. Get no help from our production staff, having to scroll.
No.
Yeah, we'll do this later. Anyway, as we want to hear from the people, we've got a home run derby on this Monday in Arlington. Are they tuned in? Are they locked in? That was the question. Will you be watching tonight's home run derby in Fade the Public? Still can't find Andalusia. I would expect it to be somewhere on the coast.
Real.
Andalusia is a large autonomous region of hills, rivers, and this is coming from Joe, bordering Spain's southern coast. It's just below Madrid. It's like where Granada is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
All right. Anyway, Fade the Public at SportsGrid on Twitter. Will you watch the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby tonight? Yes or no?
Ooh,
tighter than you might expect. Nearly 200 votes, and the yes is winning out, but with less than 54%. And the yes got off to a great start. When I voted yes, because I love the Home Run Derby, closer to 70% of the public had said yes. It will be tuned into the Home Run Derby. Now that gap is tightening. Donnie, which way did you vote?
Yeah, I woke up a little ornery this morning, so I voted no just to be that guy. But I know I'm going to tune in for at least a little bit at this point. So, you know, it's quite so. You ever get that? You just see the poll. You're like, of course I'm going to hit yeah. And like, you know, I'm just voting no just because that's just the way I felt this morning at this point. But, yeah, so I'll be tuning in to watch it and see some of these guys launch bombs into the seats. But when I saw the poll, I don't know if it was just anger that was the only sporting event tonight. So I wanted to vote no in protest at this point. But, yes, I am going to be watching this. Of course I am. Yeah.
A little bit ornery out of Donnie Wright's side. At least you are honest and transparent with how you cook the books for the Fade the Public. I love the idea that you got the push notification, hit retweet, and we're like, damn it.
Yes.
I'm out. I'm voting no on this.
Yep.
That's really very good. DRS, do you think, here's an additional Fade the Public poll, if you had to set a line, maybe a match bet as we play live odds maker, what do you think wins out? What would be the favorite side? More people playing EA Sports CFB 25 or watching the Home Run Derby tonight around 8 p.m. Eastern time?
I mean, it's hard because if we had more sporting events on while the All-Star break was going on, I probably would say college football at this point. But you know what? It was big like back in my day. Madden and college football were such huge money makers for EA and still are at this point. I'm not knocking that. But when I started to get a little bit older, when like the RPG games, game, like the role player games and also the first person shooter games, I was always astounded. Like, yeah, Madden's always the number one seller to see how far down the list Madden had fallen, like Call of Duty, Modern Combat and Battlefield, all those games came out. I was always astounded by that. Like sometime in the 90s when football was king and they came out with those role-playing games, man, it just completely took over. Now, there's still a piece of the pie for everybody, but I think that people will be very excited for college football and more people watching college football than the Home Run Derby. Could be tonight, yeah.
You're not just watching, you're playing as well. You're in command of your dynasty. You're in command of Road to Glory, of your individual, trying to win a Heisman Trophy and a national championship. I will be playing EA Sports College Football 25 this afternoon, and I will also be watching the Home Run Derby. I feel like I'm 14 again. I feel like it's just, this is what you live for. This is what you miss out on a decade of. Just these days, these opportunities, summer nights, just getting to hang out, you know? It's a nice thing.
Yep. It's the way it used to be, man. Maybe we can get that back together and have some fun, and maybe Pete Alonso does win this thing tonight. By the way, I got a lot of things. I don't know if we're going to talk about Home Run Derby later, which I think we will. I got a lot of things, bones to pick with this.
Talking about it next, Home Run Derby time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Donnie asked, are we going to talk about the Home Run Derby here in this final hour of our Monday on the Early Line on Sports Grid? I believe he did that in jest, as our entire rest of this final hour is about the Home Run Derby between Donnie Wrightside and myself, and then a Home Run Prop King on a Monday, a little prop perspective for the Derby as well with Tom Vecchio. There are so many different ways to bet the Home Run Derby on the FanDuel Sportsbook, so we'll set the stage for what we are going to see on this Monday. The 8 contestants, the dimensions that you need to know, some of the history behind the Derby, the format, and all of that to give you those winning wagers. So let's start with the field in Arlington, the home, of course, of the Texas Rangers, Globe Life Field. Left field, 329. Left center, 372 feet. To straightaway center, 407. Right center, 374. And down the right field line, 326. It should be noted that 6 of the 8 contestants are going to swing from the left side box. No, I said that wrong. The right-handed box. They are righties, so they will be on the left side of the plate is what I meant. Anyway, 6 righties, only 2 lefties, so you would expect a lot of the home runs flying over that left field fence.
Now, here's also, you know me, Ben, like, you know, being an RBI guy and seeing how guys can power the baseball. Okay. Here's what's interesting about this. And I guess I feel like I slander every city equally, even Philadelphia. Let's go down to Texas and slander the entire state at this point. The one thing we have a running joke with here on the money line is how I crush Houston sports fans. And it's not because I don't think they're a good fan base. Now, yes, you get angry at the Houston Astros for cheating and winning World Series. I get that. We'll take that out of the equation. But I always get a kick out of it. It's like they have a beautiful ballpark that when they open the roof, it is spectacular looking. But it's open like once a year because it's apparent that if the temperature is not 81 degrees, they will either melt or freeze. So it never can open unless the temperature is exactly 81 degrees. Here's the issue tonight, why it does come into play. You're looking at a temperature today in Arlington, Texas, man, of 102 degrees. So this is a retractable dome stadium, which you saw in that picture we put up on the graphic. If that roof was open and we had that heat in the building, the sky would be the limit on where these baseballs, Ben, would be traveling here. But the fact of the matter is that roof is going to be closed. The air condition will be on. The humidity will be low. So if you're looking for home runs to just get out of there, sure, they're going to hit a lot of them, but I don't know how long that's going to go. Like, let's say you're back in Coors Field just a few short years ago. Oh, that's one they say, okay, it's outdoors, it's going to be warm, that ball is going to fly. Well, the conditions would be so much more different if you had, let's just say, 90-degree temperatures by the time we started Home Run Derby tonight down in Arlington. Don't you remember the last stadium that they had, which the old Globe Life, I guess it was called at this point? That ball, it was an absolute tank fest in there because how hot it was. That's why they have a retractable dome now, because it was so hot for the fans, they felt they couldn't just sit out there in the summer months, even at night. I wish the roof was open just for tonight's action. That would be so much fun. It would be pinball inside that ballpark. But the fact that we're going to have the air conditioning, that's going to tamper some of the expectations for me.
484.5. What is that number? The over-under for the longest home run hit tonight in the 2024 Home Run Derby. If it was a couple of summers ago, back in 2022 in Denver, at Mile High, at Coors Field, that number would have been so far over. Juan Soto hit one that went 520 feet. It was ridiculous. It's the longest home run in the history of the home run derby. In the StatCast era, starting in 2016, a lot of the longest ever hit homers happened back at Coors Field in the summer of 2021. A couple in Miami, again, open air, hot, humid. Ball travels, maybe not tonight. Now let's beat the Derby contestants, all eight of them in this year's field in 2024. Five of the eight appearing for the first time. The only three hitters that have been here multiple times, that's Pete Alonso in his fifth appearance. He has won two home run derby titles, Jose Ramirez and Adolis Garcia, the hometown guy in Garcia. So as we look at some of what we have tonight, eight contestants getting ready to go. And Pete Alonso in the chase for his third ever derby title is the favorite, DRS.
Yeah, he should be the favorite at this point. It's a guy that's been there and done that before, has won these, and also, doesn't he just check out as the consummate home run hitter? Where, yes, we know he's won a couple titles, but also how long he can hit the baseball. When I take a look at the home run derby, forget about, like, handicapping itself who's going to win. Give me, like, eight Pete Alonzos, because it's so much fun to watch with the ability to hit home runs and hit them for distance. And that's what we love about the competition. Now, granted, we'll watch and we get excited where, you know, back in the day, Philadelphia Phillies, Bobby Abreu, I believe, one of these. He wasn't launching bombs all over the place, but you get into that groove of just hitting them out there 375 feet repeatedly. That's usually the best strategy. So it's interesting to see going in, like, who's going to hit the longest one, because yes, they do want to put on the show. They want to have that record as I hit the longest home run in home run derby. That's fun, but that doesn't necessarily get you the win. It doesn't get you any more points per se of, like, I'm going to win it because I had the longest home run at this point. That's worth five home runs. So that's something to keep an eye on, but I do agree that Pete Alonso should be the favorite, and also probably the betting favorite to the public here, I would assume, would be Pete Alonso.
Yeah, he certainly is as of right now. 3-1, the price on Pete Alonso. Victorious in his first two derby attempts, 2019-2021. The last two summers have come up just a little bit short of winning his third home run derby title. Ken Griffey Jr., the only player since the derby's inception back in 1985 to win three home run derby Pete Alonso trying to do that tonight. Five of the eight contestants, as I shared, first-time appearances. Oh, man. My computer just died right here on the spot.
Nice.
That's crazy. Hate to see that. So I don't even know the graphics
off the rip,
that we
off
have
the cuff.
Up. At,
make them up.
The,
I don't know. People don't know. Start making
let's
it
just
up.
Rip it. Oh, well, we, let's just rip it.
Yeah.
Here's here's one of the graphics. I can read it. There it is. Gunnar Henderson's on there. Jose Ramirez is on there. Adolis Garcia is on there. And my point about Bobby Witt, DRS, both, by the way, Gunnar Henderson and Bobby Witt, two of those five first-timers, both Jose Ramirez and Adolis Garcia, have been in the home run derby before. Bobby Witt, as we'll share with you in just a moment, is the favorite to have the longest home run with a very, very short number that doesn't really seem to make a ton of sense. We'll give you some bets and hopefully some winning wagers on the other side for the 2021 Home Run Derby. My computer's back up. They know it's time to roll here on this Monday on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So let's continue to set the stage for the 2024 Home Run Derby with the odds now associated. Pete Alonso is the favorite at a 3-1 price. He is 80 cents in front of Marcell Ozuna, plus 380 on Ozuna. Gunnar Henderson, plus 430, one of the few lefties that will be batting from that side of the dish tonight. Again, DRS, Pete Alonso looking for his third Home Run Derby title. Only Ken Griffey Jr. has won three since the start of the Home Run Derby way back in 1985. Correctly booked as the favorite. But let's take it even a step further. The odds to even reach a semifinal, Pete Alonso, minus 265 to get out of the opening round. All eight hitters will bat in the opening round. The four with the most home runs then go to the semifinals, where they will be slotted 1 versus 4, 2 versus 3 to the championship match following.
Yeah, and I guess in the first round, right, you're just going to lean on the guys that have been there, done that before, and are comfortable moving on and have done this. And also, sometimes we do it a little bit wrong in baseball, and I understand why it's not happening. Now, me, as I just told you about, you know, in the last couple segments, Joel Embiid shouldn't be playing in the Olympics, so I'm worried about him in a regular season for the Sixers. I take a look, and I get angry that, like, Alex Bohm is in this. He should not be in the home run derby. And he's like, oh, well, who else are we going to send for the Phillies? I don't know, Schwarber or Harper, who are playing right now? But Donnie, they were injured. Oh, but they can play in the field and sprint to first and second base, but they just can't hit in home run derby. Teoscar Hernandez is at 11-1 to win this thing here for the Dodgers. Well, who else did you want to send for the Dodgers? I don't know. Shohei Ohtani could be in this competition. So we really could have leveled up on multiple different angles. And the fact that Aaron Judge is not in this is a disgrace at this point. But we digress back to what we were talking about. Advancing to the second round, sometimes you just lean on where you're going to go and have you been there and done that before and what it takes to get to round number two. Because we have seen quite a bit guys that haven't been in before hit one or two. It's not because they're not great hitters or home run hitters. Once you get up on that big stage where you are the singular spotlight in front of that stadium to crush baseballs, it's a little bit different up there.
Yes, you're right in the idea, DRS, that we're missing some of those big-time sluggers, right? Aaron Judge leads all of the bigs at the All-Star break with 34 homers. Shohei Ohtani, second most, leading in the National League with 29. Neither in this field. Alec Bohm, the least amount of home runs of anybody in this crowd of eight. He only has 11. But we try to focus on the guys that we have. And Pete Alonso, the only guy on that list, by the way, that has been in this event more than once. So again, that's the structure of how this goes. Is it timed? I should have looked this up. Is it timed or is it 10 outs, right? Three minutes?
Yeah.
It's only 3 minutes?
As many as you can hit? Do you have to wait? Did they change the rule also? Did they have to wait till the ball hits the ground?
You're supposed to
wait. Or is it just rapid fire?
You're supposed to wait until it hits its intended surface. But that, as we've seen the last few years, that rule is not upheld to the slightest.
No. And there's really no penalty for it. So I don't know.
No.
Yeah, it changes every year, though. They do make those minor changes every year, which always keeps it tough to keep a track of, though.
Right. Marcell Ozuna, 26 home runs, fourth most in Major League Baseball. Gunnar Henderson, in his first appearance, 28 home runs, third most in MLB. Can we talk about the one price that really just stands out to me? And it's not somebody to advance to the semifinals or to win or some of the props associated. Why does Bobby Witt Jr. have a plus 260 price to hit the longest home run in the 2024 Derby? Why is he full dollar in front of everybody else? Why is that the case, Donnie?
It's a good point you bring up, because usually you'd look at that list and go, I don't know, Ozuna is a big power guy, Adolis Garcia is a big power guy, and Pete Alonso. But again, you're saying, I think the graphic says, is this Ozuna's first home run derby? So you always want to usually put on a show, but is Pete Alonso, who, if I just went like pound for pound, probably should be the guy that hits it the farthest, is he such a veteran where he's like literally says like, look, my goal is not to swing as hard as I can. That doesn't win these competitions. Do you see where I'm going with that? Where maybe a younger guy is like, you know what? I'm going to put on a show. If I win it, well. If not, I'm going to make sure I hit multiple baseballs 500 feet in this thing. That's what I'm worried about. Because when I think longest, I just look at Pete Alonso and go, he should just be the favorite on name alone. But it's funny that you talk about that. Bobby Witts is the favorite. That's the only, I'm just trying to rationalize why that might be.
There's a lot of props available, the number of home runs to hit in the opening round. Will your first swing be a home run? And some for the Derby overall. As we said, the longest long ball, 484 and a half from a foot perspective. Total home runs over under 269 and a half. That's between all eight guys throughout all rounds, all three of the home run derby. A debutante winner, five of the eight in their first appearance. The home run prop king, Tom Vecchio, joins us next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The jack of all trades, but on this Monday, looking forward to the 2024 Home Run Derby, the Home Run Prop King is here Tom Vecchio joins us on the early line on this Monday to get you set for everything you will see tonight at Globe Life Field in Arlington and now at the All-Star break in Major League Baseball, where his opinion of the league stands at this point, nearing 100 games played for most teams around MLB. Vecchio, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks for starting off this new week with us.
Thanks for having me. Home Run Derby tonight. There's a lot to get into, and we also have some rule changes for this year compared to last. A lot to break down. I'm here for two segments. Let's roll.
Vecchio came prepared. My mic keeps falling. We got to figure things out here on the desk. It just keeps moving on me. It's really crazy. Anyway, Vecchio, here we are at the All-Star break around MLB. The Dodgers, as predicted before the year even got started, as the World Series favorites remain, despite a lot of the team and its stars being on the IL, and LA entering the All-Star break losing 8 of its last 11. The Philadelphia Phillies, the best team in Major League Baseball, the second best price to win a World Series at plus 420. The Yankees and the O's separated by only a game in the American League East. Baltimore in front of New York, but behind in the World Series odds. And the Braves round out the top five. Those five teams with a three-digit price at 9-1. Vecchio, how do you evaluate the numbers that back up the World Series odds here at the All-Star break?
I just can't get behind the Dodgers as of now. And obviously they're a great team, but you know, the injuries that they're dealing with, missing Yamamoto, missing Glasnow, I think are the two key components. If Kershaw comes back, I expect them to be good, but not great. I just can't back them at that number. I have interest in the Phillies overall, but specifically, I have interest in the Phillies to beat the Dodgers in the NL. I think that's a viable bet at plus 500. My kind of dark horse, I think it's going to be the Guardians, and it comes down to if they can make a move to solidify their pitch. And we have to remember that they're one of the best teams in the AL, and they lost Shane Bieber at the beginning of the year. So if they can make a move at the deadline to acquire another front-end starter, as I talked about time and time again last year, I always said about the Phillies, head-to-head, give me Nola and Wheeler against basically any other combination. I will take that. And the Guardians are missing that, you know, front-line starter. So if they can get that, I'll take the Guardians as a deeper shot and then Phillies direct over the Dodgers at plus 500.
Yeah, Tom, that's a question I keep asking myself is I think other teams are going to improve themselves and look right at the Central and say, boy, it would be nice if you got another bat, another bullpen arm, another frontline starting pitcher for the Guardians, what those differences would be in the odds for me once we get to the month of August. But we'll find out in about 2 weeks here at the trade deadline. If we do circle in and focus just on the American League itself, it's the two teams in the AL East that are getting a lot of the headlines here, and rightfully so. The New York Yankees at a plus 240 price to win the pennant, followed by the Baltimore Orioles at a 310 price, and then basically double that is the Minnesota Twins. If we look at the Yankees and the Orioles as the 1-2 teams here in the AL, who do you give the nod to? Because right now the FanDuel Sportsbook giving the nod to the New York Yankees.
Yeah, it's going to be back and forth, not only for the AL, but also for the division throughout the rest of the season. A couple wins here, a couple wins, losses for both the teams. We're going to be going back and forth. You know, as of now, it's, you know, as a Yankees fan, it's tough to evaluate this market, but I think the Orioles have what it takes, and I don't expect the Yankees pitching to be as good as it has been. I think, you know, Rodon was running hot. He obviously crashed back down to earth. I think they have to make a move at pitching. If the Yankees do not make a move when it comes to pitching, I think the Orioles would take it. If Stanton and Rizzo and they get Jason Dominguez back and he gets called up, I think the hitting will be fine for the Yankees. The pitching is the concern. So I think that would give that edge a little bit to the Orioles. So I have to side with them as of now.
Vecchio, you mentioned the National League, that you think one of the best bets is the Phillies over the Dodgers, the exact result of what could happen in the NLCS, as we saw last week, Philadelphia sweeping L.A. in the city of brotherly love. If you look at the National League pennant odds, it is the story of 1 and 2. The Dodgers just 20 cents in front of the Phillies at the All-Star break, and the Braves not all that far behind at plus 460 before a large drop-off to everybody else in the National League. If it's not L.A., if it's not Philadelphia, who would that third team be in your mind?
It has to be the Braves, just from a safety standpoint. And with how good Chris Sale has been, and admittedly, I was pretty low on him coming to the year, injury history that he's had. But him and Max Fried are a pretty good 1-2 combo. And if they can get the bats sorted out, obviously losing Acuna, we've known that for months at this point, is a big loss. But if they can get the bats sorted out, they have the experience. They have enough pitching to go head-to-head with another team. So that's really the only other spot to go. Milwaukee, I have just no trust in. I can't trust the Padres with their inconsistency with the bats. And while Cease has been good, he's not a pitcher you can just trust out there in late September or early October compared to someone like Sale and Fried, who have proven themselves in the postseason before.
Let me give you a follow-up question here on that National League, because the Dodgers at that plus 180 price, so I do believe the Phillies are the best overall team from starting pitching, the bullpen, to 1-9. But a lot of us are taking a look at the Dodgers as if they are going to make that move at the trade deadline to improve their roster. Now, sometimes we say, like, it's not so much the trades that you make, it's who you get back off the IL that you get. There's a lot of players on the IL with the Dodgers. But in your mind, Tom, are we expecting a big move by the Dodgers at the deadline?
I can't see it unless there's some setback with Glasnow, Yamamoto, probably not Mookie. I think he'll be fine. But if there's a true setback with Kershaw, who's already been slowed down in his recovery, if Glasnow, which I think was a precautionary putting him on the IL so he gets the extra rest for the All-Star break, but if there's a setback with him or Yamamoto, they have to make that splash play because their pitching staff right now, their starting rotation is not good, as we've seen over this last stretch of games. So if there's a setback, yes, they make a big move. If not, I think they'll just wait to weather the storm, get everyone healthy when they are.
All right, home run prop king, let's dive in. Right before we get to the home run derby, let's look at the home run race for the home run king this year in Major League Baseball. Aaron Judge not on pace to break his own record of 62 home runs, the most hit in American League history that he set 2 years ago, but still a 5 long ball advantage entering the All-Star break to be the home run leader this year in Major League Baseball, a minus 350 price. Is there any price out there, any player out there that can unseat Judge from hitting the most home runs in MLB this season?
The player that can do it would be Ohtani, but as I said a couple of weeks ago, it's waiting for that number potentially to fall to around 10-1. 7-1, I don't think is long enough for Ohtani. Of course, the skill is certainly there for him, but at these odds, you know, Gunnar Henderson, I think, is falling a little bit far behind. Ozuna got off to a super hard start. He slowed down a little bit. I think the odds are really tight right now, so you can get Ohtani, maybe 9-1 would be the shortest I'd go, but probably nowhere else besides that.
If we're looking at those top guys there, right, Judge, Ohtani, Henderson, Ozuna, Alvarez, and Ramirez, let me just start with Aaron Judge. Is it just a simple fact of the matter for us, Tom, he just has to stay healthy? Or is there a legitimate threat that you say one of these guys can just get hot and cross over and pass Aaron Judge?
It's probably the combination of both, where Judge has the lead, and if he stays healthy and just hits him at a regular rate, not the 9.5 at-bats, I think he was hitting them home runs per at-bats 2 years ago. If he just hits him at a consistent rate, he just has the lead, and he'll just kind of maintain it to end the season. But if he slows down and Ohtani gets hot, that's probably the only player I would trust to probably pass him.
All right, home run derby time tonight in Arlington. Vecchio will be here in our next segment as well for all of the prop breakdowns that you need. But Vecchio, let's talk format first and foremost. Kind of stumped Donnie and I, but we now have those legitimate details. First two rounds are 3 minutes. The championship round is still only 2 minutes, but here's the caveat this year. In the first two rounds, if the pitcher throws 40 pitches, that's it. So it's either 3 minutes or 40 pitches. In the title round, it's 2 minutes or the first to 27 pitches, and then it's done. How does this slight change in format dictate how you bet the home run derby?
Well, we also have to account for the fact that there's no bracket. In the first round, it is simply all 8 hitters go, and then we go from there. So I think we have to use both of these pieces, the time, the number of pitch limits, and the non-head-to-head in the first round, to use that as a platform or a base to see what we're looking for moving forward. So we'll get to that in the next segment, and I think that's a key part of what the players need to do and what they are essentially allowed to do in the time frame or pitch limit given.
The format, the field, and the venue tonight in Arlington at Globe Life Field. We will break it down with the home run prop king on a day that lives for his name. It's the 2024 Home Run Derby. Everything you need to know. Some best bets, some winning wagers, and a look at those props on the other side of the break here on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everything you need to know ahead of the 2024 Home Run Derby on this Monday night in Arlington at Globe Life Field. We do that with the Home Run Prop King, Tom Vecchio, back for a second consecutive segment live on this Monday on the Early Line. Right before the break, Tom, we talked about the small changes in format that could have a large impact on the outcome. The round time is still the same. 3 minutes in the first two minutes in the championship round. But if you hit 40 pitches in those first two rounds or 27 pitches in the championship round, you're done, even if there is time still left on the clock. The past few years, it has been a head-to-head matchup each and every round, even in the opening, a bracket of 1 through 8. No longer the case in that opening round. So, Tom, how do all of these changes impact your handicaps?
Well, that's good. Like I said in the previous thing, that's the base of what we're looking at. And I know right before I hopped on, you know, Donnie, you were talking about Pete Alonso, you know, maybe he doesn't need to push himself too much. While I agree with that overall, I think we have to factor in the fact that if it was a head-to-head, I would agree with that a little bit more, right? If he was going up against someone that only had 17 home runs, you know, he gets to 18 or 19, then he can kind of cruise for the rest of that first round. But because it's not head-to-head, I'm willing to go a little bit higher on some of those players in the first round because they don't know what that line is going to be. It's just the top four. So if they go first, they don't know what line they have to cross. So now if they go, you know, second, third, fourth, and they have the numbers, then they can cross it. So I like Alonso over 25 and a half in the first round. I think the consistency that he's brought in the home runs will be the spot that I'll be going to first. And yes, he's the favorite for a reason. So I want to trust him at least to start over 25 and a half. And then I think the timing, and plus we get the added bonus of 30 seconds if they hit a home run over 425 feet. I think that's a number he can get to many, many times, giving him those extra outs to give him those extra chances.
It's a good point you bring up. And so many times here, Tom, we analyze, like, which field you're going to. Is it a short porch in right field? You know, is it harder for the right fielder, or excuse me, the right-handed hitters to the left-handed hitters? You look at the dimensions. Left field, right field, similar. Same thing with the power alleys and, of course, center field. Did you break down any equations here based on this field where it might give somebody an advantage? Or if it's just Adolis Garcia, this is his home ballpark and he's used to that batting eye in center field?
You know, Garcia's certainly in the mix today. I think he's one of the players that could have one of the longest home runs or one of the hardest hit balls. So the question which I've been searching for, which I cannot find yet, is will the roof be open tonight? Because that is a big, big change with the heat in Texas that is obviously fantastic for hitters. Whether they want to do that in terms of the fans being comfortable, that's another thing. So I'm desperately searching on whether or not Globe Life Field will have the roof open tonight. Like you said, it's about equal 329, 326 down left and right. I think all things are equal. The park plays slightly over in terms of home runs compared to the league average is at 1.06, which is essentially 6% above league average. So it's basically neutral, all things considered. I think Garcia is a good pick, but I think we're looking at a very, very neutral field for all hitters tonight.
So when you look at the home run derby field, 8 contestants, 3 of those contestants, including Adolis Garcia, have been here at least once before. Jose Ramirez, his second appearance as well. Garcia has 2, and Pete Alonso making his 5th appearance in a home run derby, looking for his 3rd home run derby crown to join Ken Griffey Jr. as the only player since the home run derby began back in 1985 to win 3 home run derby titles. So Vecchio, let's paint the path because there are also semifinal odds. That's that second round. There are 5 guys currently on the FanDuel Sportsbook that have a minus money price to get to the second round. Of course, only 4 will do just that. What is Pete's path tonight to be in contention for that 3rd home run derby championship?
So that would be starting off strong, like I said, over 25 and a half the first round. I think that's the best spot to start. But like you said, there's 5 players with minus odds, and one of them's not going to make it. So if you can think of the player or you have a player in mind, you should probably take the under on their first round. And for me, that might be Marcell Ozuna. You know, Donnie, as you said in the last segment, I think that, or the segment before, that Henderson potentially and Witt, 2 younger players, are going to come out swinging as hard as they can to hit those long home runs. I think they're going to push a little bit more. So I do like those players to advance. Maybe Marcell Ozuna is the player that's not to advance. But again, I want to start with Alonso as my favorite moving into the semifinals and then eventually moving into the final. And I have him facing off against Bobby Witt.
Pete Alonso is the favorite in this at a plus 300 price here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, followed by Ozuna and Henderson. Do we have any favorites that we're looking here? Maybe some underdog prices all the way down that make a little bit more sense there.
So Witt would be my second pick at plus 470. He actually has the longest home run out of anyone in the field this season. He also has the highest exit velocity. He's also good at hitting pitches all over the plate to all parts of the field, which again can come into a little bit of a factor when there's only 40 pitches. We have to worry about that he's not going to have all these pitches he can just pass on. He has to take the swings when he can get them. And you know, again, when it's an even field at 326 and 329, I think Witt as a player that has the power to push it to all parts, he can pull it, he can, you know, hit it across the field. So that's what I'm going to be looking to as well. So Alonso versus Witt at plus 1200. I don't know who's going to win, but I want to take that as the finalist outcome. Alonso over 25.5. And I also like over 269.5 total home runs. Over the past 2 years, we've seen 341 and 291 home runs total. Now, again, we are dealing with a different format, but again, I think with some of the younger players out there, they're going to push a little bit at the end to pile up those home runs.
Seems like a great handicap, at least following the trend. Tom, some other props available here with the prop perspective on this Monday. Longest home run for the Home Run Derby, 484.5. You mentioned Bobby Witt Jr. has the shortest price to hit the longest home run of this event at plus 260. Total home runs you like. A debutante winner, 5 of the 8 contestants in their first ever Home Run Derby appearance. That's juiced at minus 168. How do you break down the props for tonight's Home Run Derby?
Well, I would go with longest home run. I would go over that. And if you could, I think you can pick who has the longest home run. I would go with Adolis Garcia. We'll play with that hometown narrative. He wants to come out there swinging big, put on a performance for the crowd. So that's where I would go with that. First, you know, debutante winner, probably no. I don't think the juice is worth it at that point. So I would probably avoid that. But, you know, picking some of the individual ones, like, again, if you like Gunnar Henderson to make the final, you should be interested in Gunnar Henderson over his first round total to make the semifinals, all those things. So whatever player you have in mind tonight, maybe it's Adolis Garcia, he's going to roll with that hometown. You just got to line up the props and move forward with that narrative. I think it's going to be a lot of Alonso and Witt tonight. So that's where I'm going for most of my props.
And that really should be your betting handicap for the Home Run Derby. You can paint that path even in a derby. Tom Vecchio, the Home Run Prop King, doing that for us here on this Monday on the Early Line. Tom, we appreciate the time. More coming on the other side of the break here on TEL.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Home Run Derby on this Monday, one of the few sporting events that you can bet on the FanDuel Sportsbook, at least here, I guess I should say stateside, but Team USA is over in Abu Dhabi in their exhibition match against Team Australia. We don't have any WNBA action on this Monday. We'll have some games on Tuesday, some final games on Wednesday before the All-Star break and the Olympic break in the WNBA. So let's continue to roll through the Home Run Derby, because I want to hit on a point that Tom Vecchio made that I think is very sound. Yes, it's a Home Run Derby. It's hard to quantify exactly what we are going to see tonight. You can use recent years for those trends. You can look at player performance in Home Run Derbies, but 5 of the 8 in their first ever appearance in a derby. You can look at their overall season stats, but does it provide much in this unique scenario that is a Home Run Derby? But whoever you believe in, if it's Bobby Witt Jr., if it's Gunnar Henderson, if it's the hometown guy in Adolis Garcia, maybe it's Marcell Ozuna, maybe it's Pete Alonso looking for that third Home Run Derby crown. Maybe if it's even Alec Bohm, although he only has 11 long balls this year. There are ways to bet this all throughout that make a ton of sense. If you think Alec Bohm is going to contend for a title, his first round home run prop of 18.5 has to go over unless everybody just sucks it up tonight in Arlington.
Yeah, you're right about that. So sometimes you just take a look at price points here for me and most other people. I just go Pete Alonso. Well, yeah, granted, he has a legitimate chance to win it and advance, but you're not getting a great price point on him, per se, as opposed to some of those underdogs. I don't expect a lot from Alec Bohm, which is why I believe his price point now is a plus 2, as a 20-1, as opposed to a 16-1 now. But if you are looking at those opportunities where those guys advance, there's plus money, there are some angles to make in here, in which when we give a best bet out in just a few moments, I got one of those angles that I'm going to play from a good hitter that I just want to advance for some plus money.
Yeah, absolutely so. Five of the eight in their first ever appearance. You saw the numbers. The debutante winner, minus 168. The reason it's so heavily juiced is because more than half the field, of course, is in their first ever home run derby, their debut. But there's not exactly the bracket as it lined up the past few seasons, where starting off, based on your home run total for a season, it was 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, 3 versus 6, 4 versus 5. That now begins in the second round, the semifinal round. So in that opening round of 3 minutes or 40 pitches, you need to have top four in terms of the home run amount to qualify for that second round. Then it's the bracket. 1 versus 4, 2 versus 3. Most home runs versus fourth most home runs in the opening round, 2 versus 3 there. And as Tom Vecchio shared with us, the format is different. 3 minutes in each of the first two rounds, or reaching 40 pitches, 2 minutes in the championship round, or reaching 27 pitches. I guess that's their way, Donnie, to kind of counteract the idea. It was hard to judge when a ball hit the ground, especially if it landed in the stand. So instead of just rapid fire in 3 minutes, there is now kind of a pitch limit available.
Yeah, it does make some sense that way also. They're always tinkering it here. Back in the day, it was like, hey, you get 10 pitches or 10 outs. You're not worried about that. But then, yeah, they batter in the box that's taken 6 and 7 pitches before he swings at one. We don't want to see that. You want to see constant action here. It'll be interesting why they always wanted to see if it landed. Why not just have rapid fire at the plate? Because if that tires the batter out, then that's going to be a disadvantage later. So we'll see. We'll see if it works out tonight. I don't mind the tinkering of rules. They seem to change it every year in some minor way.
So let's give out a home run derby best bet before we say farewell and goodbye on this Monday. It is time for bye, bye, bye. DRS, you said you were keying in on a batter that you like tonight and trying to find a prop associated. What is the best bet for the home run derby tonight in Arlington?
Like I said, I think Pete Alonso wins it at a plus 300 price, but if I'm trying to take a look at some of those odds where I don't have to win it but still take down a good prize, like, hey, Pete Alonso to advance is a minus 265. I'm not doing that. Jose Ramirez is a plus 190 just to make it into the semifinals. That means get by technically just the first round at this point, and I do believe he should be able to do that. It's a guy that you're not looking for, like, oh, I got to bet him to hit a 600-foot home run. That guy's got a swing that when he gets hot can hit just as many home runs as anybody else. And again, I don't need him to win at a plus 190 price just to get to the semis.
Jose Ramirez is now the second longest price to get into the semis, so moving odds there. Five guys in minus money. Of course, not all five guys can reach that second round, only four. I love a couple of prop bets. First swing for any of the contestants to be a home run, like Bobby Witt Jr. Everybody has the juice to the know that their first swing is not going to be a long ball. Might be worth a sprinkle on the plus money. I go Bobby Witt Jr. over 22.5 homers in the opening round for a little fun at the Home Run Derby. He's Donnie. I'm Ben. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Tuesday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern time here on the Early Line.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.